The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hope you guys are well rested. I didn't really get a good night's sleep, and it's totally fine, the reason, but I guess we had an Amber Alert that makes your phone light up in the middle of the night. And I do want to know about it. I mean, you know, I'm in the press, I'm in the media, I want to know if there's an Amber Alert, but I guess everybody, you know, gets these Amber Alerts, and it rang multiple times throughout the night, and luckily the kids were found, thank God, but, you know, when you get something like that in the middle of the night, you're like, okay, now I'm up. So, I apologize if I fumble on my words. Actually, it's probably going to be, you know, business as usual around here. But I just need one day off to get some real, real good sleep, and I cannot wait. You know, speaking of cannot wait, a lot of pregnant women, cannot wait to, not be pregnant anymore. You know, give birth. Why? Because then they can drink. Well, a very interesting case is going on right now, where the city Human Rights Commission guidelines in New York City has outlined a variety of anti-discrimination measures that I guess deal with the 2013 law that prohibits pregnant women from drinking or coming out of bars. I guess pregnant women cannot be kept out of New York City bars or refused alcoholic drinks just because they're expecting under these new guidelines that are being proposed. The guidance also warns about bouncers refusing to let mothers-to-be into bars or restaurants, refusing to serve them alcohol, which the U.S. Surgeon General and major medical associations say women should avoid during pregnancy. Yeah, I can see how juicy this gets. They say judgments and stereotypes about how pregnant individuals should behave, their physical capabilities, and what is or is not healthy for a fetus, and are pervasive in our society and cannot be used as pretext for unlawful discriminatory decisions. Whew. Does anybody know what the heck that means? Does anybody have a law degree? Man. Okay, just say what you want to say. They want to say you can't impose on a woman's rights. And I'll talk to you really quickly about alcohol and pregnancy. They go, if perhaps unusual, complaints from pregnant women about bar policies aren't unheard of. You know how many double negatives there were? There were like three negatives in that one. The commission is currently looking into one case concerning a pregnant woman denied entry to a bar or club. She wouldn't give more detail because the case is open. They go, how to treat women who use intoxicants of various sorts has long been debated in the U.S. Some states have laws allowing authorities to detain or bring criminal charges against women who use illegal drugs while pregnant. Yeah, I agree that you use illegal drugs when you're pregnant, you're in jail. All right, and that kid gets taken away from you because you're stupid. However, drinking alcohol, that's a whole other story. New York City requires restaurants to post warnings that drinking alcohol during pregnancy can cause birth defects. Yeah, I haven't been, okay, I was in New York City a few months ago. I really haven't looked closely at the walls of these establishments, but between the soda pop, you know, I guess cup size issue and their health department ratings, and now they have to warn pregnant women not to drink. I mean, I'd really like to see what that, I mean, it's almost like you could just probably, you know, go to medical school in any of those restaurants and read everything that needs to be read. Let me see here. They say, under federal law, employers must treat pregnant workers the same as any other temporarily disabled worker when it comes to allowing light duty and accommodations. Okay, so I get that. So I guess the guidelines have to do more with work as well. requires all but very small employers to accommodate reasonable pregnancy-related requests, like minor work schedule changes, providing a chair, letting workers eat at their desks. Oh, yeah, let a pregnant woman eat. Okay, don't even go there. Don't mess with us there. Definitely want to let your pregnant woman eat. Even if the other employees can't do the same without a doctor's note saying they need it, there are exceptions if accommodating the expectant mother would unduly strain the employer financially or operationally, or if the employee can't do her job, no other comparable jobs are available, and a lesser post or an unpaid leave is unworkable. They say far too often pregnant employees are denied basic accommodations in the workplace. Okay, so, but what about going back to you being pregnant and walking into a bar and being refused service? All right? I hung out with all my friends who were drinking. I didn't drink when I was pregnant. So if, you know, they all wanted to meet at a bar and I want to eat some hot wings, let me in so I could eat some hot wings. I'll drink some, you know, cranberry juice. You guys could drink. I could be the designated driver. Let the pregnant woman come in. There's your designated driver. Okay? Although I understand that she goes into labor, you don't want everybody else drunk in the car. I get that. Now, what about, though, alcohol and pregnancy? Now, remember I told you that my doctor yelled and screamed when the nurses were trying to get me to drink some alcohol at a party, and I refused. And he said, I don't understand what you young doctors are doing. Okay? We've used alcohol for years in pregnant women. And it was a form, it was a way to stop preterm labor. So when I started to go into preterm labor with my second son, I called him up saying, I think I'm going to need you to meet me at the hospital. He goes, No. I want you to have a glass of wine right now. It'll stop the contractions. I go, I don't have any wine in the house. I'm not a wine drinker. He's like, it's your choice. Find some alcohol or you're going to go and get terbutaline and steroids and in the hospital. Your choice. So I'm like, I'll find something. There was a wine cooler. So I drank a half a wine cooler, and lo and behold, the contraction stopped. And so there's been a lot of back and forth on how much alcohol is safe in pregnancy. Is alcohol safe? When is it therapeutic? All right. But the problem is you have people that abuse it so much that none of us doctors want to, you know, go on the line saying, all right, guys, you all drink or you all treat your preterm labor. But I found that fascinating that the stories he told us about using alcohol to prevent preterm labor worked in my case. Now, not all the time. A lot of times preterm labor means the baby's in distress, so you have got to get to the hospital. But we'll talk more. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Back on the Dr. Elliott Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Elliott Show. Big thanks again to Genesis. Fix your radios, people. Fix your radios. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Honestly, guys, really, okay? I want to make sure that I'm coming in nice and clear and unobstructed, so get your acts together. I've been getting a lot of emails on the whole bathroom controversy of having transgenders, allowing transgenders, or not even transgenders, just everybody to have free access to bathrooms, boys and girls bathrooms, men and women bathrooms. It's interesting. I mean, you would think I'd get a lot of, questions about Zika or, I guess there's been this huge listeria scare again. Now we have another listeria scare we're going to talk to you about. But I think one of the hottest topics, because, Donald Trump, all right, we know he's already going to be the front runner because everybody else, left the race, so there's not really much in the news on that. So I guess one of the hottest topics right now is, you know, the bathroom access to men and women on both sides. And many of you, of course, are very, very concerned. You know, one of you had asked me about the safety, and I had talked about that before, and I wanted to bring, kind of clue you guys into something, okay? You know, remember I told you how a lot of rapes, you know, murders happen in the bathroom? Okay, guys or girls' bathroom, all right? But, you know, the bathroom has notoriously not been a safe place. You know, I remember when I was a little girl, you know, my mom said, you know, never go to the bathroom alone, have somebody go with you, have somebody go with you. And I don't know if many of you realize this, but over the centuries, right, when two ladies, you know, decide to go to the bathroom together, right, and they go, you know, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Oh, I'll go with you. That isn't because we want to sit there and talk makeup or, yeah, maybe we will use it as an opportunity to talk about the men we're with, you know, at the table or how cute the waiter was, right, and how we got to get rid of the men we're with so we could date the waiter, you know, that kind of thing. Right? But that all started with, you know, I'll go with you or I'm going to the bathroom. Will someone come with me? When women do that, that was something that has been ingrained in our DNA and in our traditions because of a safety issue. You wouldn't go to the water closet. You wouldn't go to an area by yourself. It because those bathrooms with doors or whatever, it was a closed area. It was not safe. And so, you know, we forget about these things. You know, now it's like, I want to go take a leak, and, you know, they run off, and it's fine. And, you know, I can't stand having people in the bathroom with me. I told you I don't like, you know, bathroom attendants. You know, I never seem to tip the right amount, and I don't even want to tip because I don't want them there. In fact, I will tip them to leave. You know, I know it's a job you guys don't want. I don't want you in there. You know, let's just call it even. But going to the bathroom, and you know, it's interesting because my husband, you know, we'll be in a public place or whatever, like, all right, I gotta go to the restroom. And my husband will tell my big son to go and stand there near the, and, you know, and you just stop and go, I forgot. Bathrooms could be an unsafe place. So on one end, whether this, you know, this debate of transgender use of any bathroom they wish or just having signs that allow all bathroom use, I was talking so much, I forgot the beginning part of the sentence, so I forgot the point I was supposed to make with that. But anyway, the safety issue has always been an issue in bathrooms, whether it has to do with the transgender issue or not. So what's been a net, okay, shall we say, like a trampoline net, that filters out some of the, shall we say, crime, is the fact that women are in one area, men are in another. So if the, let's say, the policies go through where, and you see, it's not the transgender in the center of this, okay? I know the media is making the transgender patient in the center of it. What's the center issue that's happening is there will be no delineation of men and women for the bathrooms. Okay? People are going to blame transgenders, and they shouldn't. You know, I mean, the media made this whole thing. I mean, many transgenders, yes, they'd like to go to the bathroom that they feel the most comfortable in, but the last thing they want is to bring on this whole poop storm, you know, that could happen with a safety issue. But what the real issue is it now obsolete to have men and women separate areas for going to the bathroom? And guys, look, I feel for the guys. Okay, and I don't want to, you know, propagate any stereotypes, but, you know, okay, when I walk into a ladies' room, I love the acoustics, okay? So I talk. I'll sing. I'll start up a conversation. Guys don't want that. When you men are trying to pee and concentrate on your flow, do you really want somebody in coming in and talking, whether they're a girl or a guy? If you ask most men, they do not want a woman in the bathroom with them, not because they're afraid of their own nudity, but because of the distraction. We have a job to do when we go into the bathroom, and we don't want to spend any extra time than we need to in that said bathroom. You got toilet flushing and bacteria and stuff spraying around the room. You have the blow dryers, the air dryers now, they're saying, is spraying bacteria and virus and fungi all over the place. You have wet door handles from people that don't take a towel and open the door. You have overflowing toilets. You have, I don't know, your family outside there going, where's dad? Your phone is ringing. You want to just do your business and get out. And so, unfortunately, the less people coming in, and once you open up a men's bathroom to everybody, there's more people coming in. And because we women like to go to the bathroom in groups for safety, now you got tons of people. So I think all around having bathrooms where it's just, free for all, guys, girls running around the place, probably not a good idea. Now, mind you, okay, you know, in my younger years, I had no problem walking into a guy's bathroom. I had no problem with my guy roommates or with my guy friends using their bathroom door open. For us younger people, it was not a big deal. Not that I would ever live on a nudist colony by any means. But, you know, it wasn't a big deal at that point. But we're not talking about comrades or military bunks, you know, where there's some element of decorum. We're talking about public places. So my suggestion, okay, and I know many of you have echoed this, is the family restroom opportunity, the family restroom facilities available, and guy bathroom, girl bathrooms, or we have a security uploaded. Yeah, we upload security. Man, I've been doing a lot of YouTube stuff lately. I apologize. Upgraded. The very interesting thing, and, you know, people, listen, I commend you for being politically active, okay? I love seeing passion, even if it's something that I may not politically agree with. You know, like, I loved watching the Bernie Sanders supporters. Okay, even though I don't agree with what Bernie Sanders has to say, the fact that you saw people so passionate, to me, is very exciting. I can't stand seeing an apathetic person going, I don't care, whatever. So for those of you out there going, yes, we want to fight for the transgender community, good for you. I love seeing policy made, and I love seeing the power of the people, okay? But please think things through, because unfortunately, you're asking for one thing may come up with a completely different result. And then you're like, whoa, I asked for this. For example, you know, we learned about this in civics class, and those people in class who were pro-choice, they were like, yeah, we need to make sure we have abortion services available for everybody, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And they made their point in their debate. That's great. But then once the teacher poised to the question, all right, well, okay, so in order to pay for these, we're going to take away funding from schools and we're going to have less kindergarten teachers. Oh, no, I don't want that. And so it taught us that when you're putting so much passion for one thing to get done, you don't realize what's happening behind your back to something else. And you need to be able to step back and look at the whole picture and go, what else is, is more bad going to be done than more good? And that's the problem with our society. It'd be nice to just say, okay, I want this to happen. Be proactive and it get done. No. For every tit, there's a tat. And unfortunately, that's why people don't like politics. 1-877 Doc Sally.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the Gulf Coast could be ground zero for Zika. Now, the poor Gulf Coast, I mean, wow, beautiful. I mean, one of the most beautiful parts of our country. I mean, the water, the Gulf of Mexico, it is just, I mean, the water is so warm. It is so, so beautiful. The beaches, it's amazing. Unfortunately, you got the stroke belt around there, and where we see the highest numbers of strokes and heart attacks per population per capita, and it also gets hit with hurricanes, as we saw what happened with Hurricane Katrina. Very, very devastating. But now, they say this region of 60 million people could find itself unprepared and at ground zero for now a new type of epidemic, the Zika. epidemic. So not good at all. They say, according to WFAA, a look at the region's urban hubs, small towns, and rural outposts shows a patchwork of preparedness. Cities like Houston have robust plans, right? But Corpus Christi in Texas, they don't have a lot of resources. Now, okay, what's the trifecta over there? Well, you got the Gulf Coast steamy climate, you got abundant mosquitoes, and don't forget international airports. So the trifecta could allow an epidemic to completely ensue. Now, right now, Zika has spread to 37 countries and territories in the Americas. So, and we've talked about how it causes severe birth defects like microcephaly, where the babies are born with small heads, and neurological conditions. So if they did have a normal brain, it can't grow in the small head, and many of them don't have normal brains. They have brains that are damaged neurologically from Zika. Plus, it could cause neurological deficits in non-pregnant people and non-kids and adults, men, women, etc., exposed to it. And it could live in the body for some time, and it could be transmitted sexually and not just mosquito vector. They say the Zika virus could arrive in the continental U.S. in the next few weeks. Now, I know some of you are like, well, wait a second, Zika's already here because there's sporadic cases. Okay, those were people that traveled, okay, to the country or had or obtained Zika from having sex. Okay, we are right now talking about the swarm of mosquitoes making their way up to our continental U.S. And they say it could arrive as early as the next few weeks. Also, it's going to be carried by travelers. All right. You know, we're going to, school's going to end soon. Okay. We're going to be coming up on graduation and school, and everybody's going to hit the beach. And there's a lot of deals in Mexico, like Cancun and the Caribbean, et cetera. In fact, I have never, you know, I think I've been to the Caribbean once. We got such an inexpensive trip to go down there. I'm going. And my big butt is going to probably get bit by a whole bunch of mosquitoes. And then but you know what? I'll come back. I'm not going to have sex with anybody out here. So don't worry about it. Well, I mean, my husband, so we're good. We're good. Doctors have already diagnosed 472 cases of Zika in travelers who carried the virus to the U.S. after visiting affected countries or territories. 20% of these travel-related cases were in Florida. Recent heavy rains, which caused dangerous flooding in Houston, could obviously multiply the number of mosquitoes because they love wet areas. They even say wheelbarrows. Some of you guys have wheelbarrows. Mosquitoes love being around there. The species that carry the virus is the Aedes aegypti. They say it only takes one infected person to arrive in a location with Aedes aegypti, and then the transmission cycle is off and running. Why? Because that person could have sex with somebody, or if that person has the blood in the system, what happens if a mosquito that has no intention of spreading Zika decides to land and bite on you? Now these, remember, it's a suck blow type of transmission. So now the mosquito sucks up your blood, has the Zika, jumps over to somebody else, blows it into them. And now you have a transmission, and you had no idea. And remember, 4 to 5 people with Zika don't even know they have it. So here you are, you're walking around going, oh, man, this is a nice barbecue. Yay, you know, we got Memorial Day coming up. This is a really yummy barbecue. Pass me the potato salad. And you have no idea that a mosquito bit you. You had no idea. You had Zika. Now the mosquito takes it to somebody. And here's, you know, pretty 24-year-old Bonnie Ray. And she goes, you know what? I think tonight is the night. I want to start having a family. And boom. There's a baby born with possible Zika complications. So this is, I can't stress enough how important this is. Now, what are cities doing? All right. They say cities with large international airports and a constant stream of tourists like Miami, New Orleans, love New Orleans. Sorry, I can't pronounce it right, but it's New Orleans. They're going to be at greater risk. But they luckily tend to have more resources to try to, you know, stop the outbreak. Now, New Orleans has a long history of robust mosquito control programs, and they were one of the first cities in the country to have a Zika action plan. It's a 50-page document. They're on it. I mean, look, after Katrina, they are on it. I mean, they just, I, you know, and I mean, poor... poor New Orleans, but they have their poop together, so I'm pretty proud. I apologize, I'm having a hiccup. Sorry, don't want to hiccup. All right, anyway, so they're already on it. They say here, if Zika spreads among local mosquitoes, for example, the city will dispatch Zika outreach teams to neighborhoods where the virus is detected. The teams are going to hang signs on the doors, talk to residents about how to prevent mosquito bites, and eliminate the standing water in backyard containers that can allow mosquitoes to breed. If needed, teams will remove standing water and report any sites where the insects are breeding to the mosquito control department. Now, I know some of you guys are like, is that even going to, you know what? Hey, it's a start. It's something. Okay? We'll also talk about how they want to infect mosquitoes with bacteria to stop the spread of Zika. I'll talk about that in a little bit. So Houston has formed a Zika response team back in January. So they've been on top of it, too. Go Houston. Mosquito control teams test mosquitoes for Zika to gauge whether the virus has already infiltrated the U.S. Okay, so they're at least watching to let us know it's here. Right now, no sign of the virus, but they're taking every opportunity to educate people. They say no federal agency is monitoring the nation's progress against Zika. However, many states are individually taking the threat very seriously. And remember, guys, okay, they have been reporting that places as high north as New York or Philadelphia could have Zika outbreaks. Right, we are, it makes sense. Any major international hub, because remember, it's not only mosquito vectored, but also sexually transmitted. So this is some serious stuff. I mean, what happened in Brazil, the reason why there are thousands of babies affected is nobody knew. Nobody was talking to each other. Nobody had any idea until somebody's like, whoa. And I still don't know why it took thousands of babies until this was noticed, but unfortunately, there's going to be a lot more. That's a problem. You know, so luckily, right here in America, we are watching. And for them to actually ask every single mosquito that comes by, excuse me, do you have Zika? Okay, go on, you can pass. Excuse me, do you have Zika? Nah, you're staying over here. Excuse me, get back here. So it sounds like they're, hopefully going to find each and every single mosquito and try to stop them. All right, so they say smaller, however, more rural and some poor communities in the region, they have virtually, quote-unquote, nothing available. And when it comes to epidemics and control, okay, it doesn't mean anything in terms of a country. If you have one country, like look at what happened with West Africa, okay? You had some countries, they had it handled. Still, there was the epidemic. Because just like ants will find a way, or water, you spill water, water will always find a way to flow one direction or another. Same thing with these epidemics. So you could be up there in New York having your poop together, but if somebody in New Mexico doesn't, there's an issue. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, we'll be right back.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash fast? Just go to 27cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 27cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 27cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today for your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase. Go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 27cash.com. Again, 27cash.com.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's a new technology being developed in Australia. I love Australians. I just, this is why we're never at war with them. I don't think we've ever been at war with Australia. I can probably vouch for that. We love Australians. Get along really, really good. And this new technology is using a naturally occurring bacteria to stop mosquitoes from transmitting dengue. Now, dengue fever, or dengue, which some of you guys pronounce, I don't really like calling it dengue, because it just kind of sounds crazy. What's wrong with you? I got dengue. So dengue, you know, is probably a better way to pronounce it. But the mosquitoes, the Aedes aegypti mosquito that transmits dengue fever also transmits Zika. So if they can figure out how to, you know, deal with dengue, then they get dengue. Like, what'd you say? Now you want to say dengue. Now I like saying dengue. Dengue. Dingy. Dingy. Hold on. I got audio coming in. Okay. Now, in this week's magazine, let me see. What did they say? There is a technology where they are going to, they are not telling us which bacteria it is. Here we hold on a second. Hold on a second. Okay. It's called Wolbachia. Okay. This sounds like Chewbacca. Something is not right. It's talking about dengue and Wolbachia. But the technology, this is being reported by Time Magazine, uses a naturally occurring bacterium called Wolbachia that already infects 60... That was my Chewbacca impression. That already infects 60% of insects around the world, from butterflies to wasps to ladybugs. Like the beneficial bacteria that colonize the human gut, Wolbachia does not... Wolbachia? Dingy. Well, does not harm the insects it inhabits. I am having some major issues. I apologize. I'd like to blame engineering, but I can't. And instead, it blocks proliferation of harmful viruses like dengue. Now, the entomologist Scott O'Neill, sorry. Okay, I need to do this in an Australian accent. Now, the Dean of Science at Monash University, Melbourne, Australia, worked for more than a decade on discovering a way to distill the virus-neutralizing power of Wolbachia so that he could introduce it into the mosquitoes on a genetic level. The key came when he hit on the idea of letting the bacteria do what it does best, infect the insects himself. Now, this Wolbachia bacteria does not spread through the air or via insect-to-insect contact. It's passed on from mother to offspring. So when an insect has Wolbachia, the bacterium takes up residence in all of the cells, including a female's ovaries. That means all her progeny will carry the bacteria, and her daughters will in turn pass it on to their offspring, and so on until the bacteria spreads throughout the population. And the bacterium has evolved a neat trick. If an infected male fertilizes an uninfected female's eggs, they won't hatch. So you see, Wolbachia can prevent growth in insect population. So the only problem is we don't really see Wolbachia in mosquitoes. So Dr. O'Neill and his team had to figure out a way how to infect female mosquitoes with this bacteria. And I guess it took years to perfect the technique. And I guess they have compared the process of injecting mosquito embryos with the bacteria it's basically like piercing a water balloon with a knitting needle. Then they have to pull it out without breaking the balloon. Well, you could do that, I guess. Gosh, I love water balloons. I mean, you know, growing up in, you know, Phoenix, Arizona when I was little, in Vegas, when you had a birthday party, and my birthday's June 16, so I know it's coming up, people, presents. It was so hot that one of the best things we could do at birthday parties back then is you just had some people come to the house and you played pin the tail on the donkey. You didn't do expensive parties like they do now. You know, $50 race car rides, you know, at the Grand Prix place for kids. It was different back then. And so you would have a bunch of water balloons, you'd throw them at each other. Oh, I miss water balloons. That's a very good memory. Okay, so, but all it took was one success. They said we only needed one embryo transfer to start the line. Now his team maintains a colony of Wolbachia-infected Aedes aegypti mosquitoes that they harvest for introduction into test sites in Australia, Indonesia, Vietnam, Brazil, and Colombia. This is a eliminate dengue program. Once released into the wild, they spread it to the mosquito population, and then if the mosquito has his Wolbachia, then the virus can't grow, replicate in the mosquito, and the mosquito can't make babies. So this could be pretty cool. I mean, here's the thing. Everybody's trying to figure out what to do about all the mosquitoes carrying Zika. Do you just spray pesticide? The problem with doing mass spray of pesticides is, one, is it's dangerous. And by the way, there was a study that came out earlier this week talking about how cities with high pesticide spray use could be linked to kids having autism. They looked at kids and where they lived and kids in areas where they had a very robust pesticide programs were more at risk of getting of having autism. So you can't just massively spray chemicals all over the place. Plus, the last thing we need are these mosquitoes becoming smart and outsmarting the pesticides, just like with antibiotic resistance, where these mosquitoes could then become pesticide resistant. And already you have many that are. So this is a very big issue. Now, bug spray. I hope you guys have already stocked up. I mean, I hope you guys don't wait till July 10th, okay? They say mosquito franchises have reported increase in business of close to 50%, okay? People want to spray them. And what I would suggest you do is you get the lice and the insect repellent. If you use permethrin on your clothes and then you spray DEET on yourself, that could give you enormous, enormous protection. So the bug repellent industry has boomed, and unfortunately though, there could be issues of short supply. So I really hope they don't start racking up the price, because that would not go well. But make sure you guys have your acts together. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say a U.S. study using in-car video recorders found that more than three-quarters of rear-end collisions involving a teen driver happened when the teen was paying attention to a phone, a passenger, or something else other than the road. When a phone was the distraction, the reaction times of teen drivers were markedly slower, well, duh, and about half the time they did not brake or steer to avoid the crash. Yeah, this cell phone thing, this is deadly. There have been several recent naturalistic studies of driving that have reported distraction to be present much more other than originally seen in police reported crash data. Okay, basically in a nutshell, these kids need to stop it. Okay, it is ridiculous that you're checking your Facebook, checking your, and it's, we did this to ourselves. We, you know, try it. Okay, have somebody text you and just sit there and not look at it. Well, maybe don't expect the text. And sit there and try not to look at your phone. I mean, we're going to need to go through drills. Honestly, this is what I think we need to do with our young kids. I think we need to do self-control studies. Okay? Where, all right, guys, kids, everybody, okay? I want everybody's phones and tablets turned over. And you guys are all going to hear a buzz. Okay? It's a message you guys got. We're all going to sit very nicely for the next 10, 20 minutes and not look at that message because we're in class. I bet these kids would flip a lid. Now, some schools are very, very good. They confiscate the cell phones when you walk in the room. I gave a speech at one of the local high schools. I was giving a talk to the kids. They were all on their cell phones. I'm like, really, guys? Unless you're tweeting in real time what I'm saying, or unless you're taking a picture and uploading it on Facebook, I want those phones down. Huh? What? What? Did you say something? Mrs. Who? It's Dr. Dahlia to you. Huh? What? What you say? Okay, you know what? Forget it. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're back.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.